You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us range,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege to come to you on Saturday morning and talk to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up on the internet 24/7, anytime, this week, next week, whenever. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. You'll see it on the left-hand side. Click on that. Then you'll see a calendar. You click on Saturday, and you'll see my name, or you'll see Lifeline. So if you have family, or if you're getting any, if this message helps you, then help somebody else. In other words, pass it on. If you're getting help, help somebody else. I'm going to talk to you today about the favor of the Lord. And let's just realize just how much God cares for us, how much He loves us. And I just want to share that with you, the favor of the Lord. Yeah, we really have a wonderful God. I mean, He is absolutely wonderful. And He will take very good care of you. But we need to know these things. I mean, we really need to understand the value of the favor of the Lord. And if so, do you even know how to get it? In other words, it's favor from God. It's available for all of us, but we have to learn how to proclaim the things of God, how to reap all the benefits. Psalms 115:16 says, "The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth has He given to the children of men." Wow. Listen to this. My friend, everything on this earth is ours from the Father if we just learn how to get that favor. You need to learn how to get your share. Now you think about that again. The heavens are the Lord. But the earth He's given to the children of men. And that's yours. That's your portion. And that's your share. Do you know how to obtain it? Do you know? I mean, you need to reap all the benefits that's available from you by the mighty, mighty God that we love and serve through His precious Son, Jesus. There's great benefits for you out there as a child of God. You need to know it. You need to know how to get them. Listen to this. Revelation 4:11. This is a verse I absolutely love. "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise, for You've created all things, everything, and for your pleasure now, they are and were created." I mean, God created everything for His pleasure. Now, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror because He wants to take pleasure in you. God cares about you. He created you that He might take pleasure in you. Is Father God able to take pleasure in you? Are you a pleasure to the Lord? Have you got your life together? Have you got it lined up where God can take pleasure in you? Look. Think about this. The Almighty God, Father God, created everything for His pleasure. And you're His prize. You really are. And He wants to take pleasure in you. But He wants you to know that. He wants to teach you how to be the son or the daughter He wants you to be. He wants to bless your life, walk you through life. He wants you to be a pleasure to Him. He wants you to be satisfied. You know, you're not going to be a pleasure to God if you don't know Him. If your life's a wreck, if your life's a mess, He wants better than that for you. He wants to look at you and take pleasure in you. Can He do that today? Oh, let's praise Him today, will you? He just is so wonderful. God created all of us to take pleasure in us. And He gave us everything that we would ever need. I mean, He's a mighty, mighty God. He's so real, so wonderful. Just want you to know Him today. Just want you to love Him today. Listen, loved one, God created you because He wants you. And wants to take pleasure in you. He just loves what He created. Father God provides everything now that pertains to life and godliness. You talk about favor. God provides everything that pertains to life and that pertains to godliness. Now, that's really big, isn't it? Now, what you need God has it. You need to know how to get the favor of the Lord because he truly cares for you. Listen to this, Mark 7, chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Oh man, the door is open for you today, my friend. Listen, think about that. Jesus said this, ask and you receive. Well, he's not kidding you, he's serious. Ask and receive. Learn how to get the favor of God. Ask him for it. Receive. Seek him out. I've done it. I can tell you it works. And you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. Listen, the door is open for you today. I want to talk to the ones out there today that's not in rest or not in peace. The life's upside down. You're in turmoil. Now, listen, I want to talk to you about these promises. Jesus said, ask and you'll receive. What are you seeking for today? Whatever it is. He said, ask and you'll receive. He said, seek and you'll find. If you will seek him hard enough, you will find your way. You'll find the path that he'll shine the light on for you, okay? Knock, and the door will be open. You just knock on that door that you're trying to get in. He'll open it for you. The door is open for you, my friend. Just call out. Listen, I want to give you a phone number here today. If you need help, if you're out there struggling, if you're out there and you're listening to me, and your life is nothing like I'm telling you, and you're beat down, and you're bruised, and you're hurting, and you're crying out, and you're going through things with your children, you're going through things with your health, let me pray for you today. I mean, I'm here to speak to you and to love you. I'm here to just love you and to speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a sent one to tell you that he loves you. I really am. I'm a sent one to tell you can trust him and you can depend on him. That he wants to comfort you. That he wants to take pleasure in you. That's all I'm doing here today. So you give me a call. I'll be glad to play with you and for you. My phone number is 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Give me a call if you're hurting. Listen, Larry, if you're out here today, I'll hear the name Larry. If it's a Larry out there that needs healed today, if it's a Larry out there, listen to me, it's hurting today, you give me a call. I'll be more than glad to pray with you, Larry. I'll be more than glad. I know you're out there, and I know you need a healing. So if you call, I'll be more than glad to pray for you, okay? Listen, 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 3, says this, grace and peace be multiplied to you, multiplied now, through the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and God. Let me hear from you now, Larry. Excuse me again. Grace and peace are multiplied to you through the knowledge of God, just from knowing him, and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us, already given to us, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Look, we are wanting for nothing. God has given us all things that pertain to this life. Nothing. We're wanting nothing. All things pertain to life and all things pertain to godliness. Everything you need physically, God has a handle on and can get it into your hands. Everything you need spiritually, rest, peace, love, salvation, God can provide that for you. How do you get it? Listen, his word. Really. You cannot reap the benefits if you don't know him, because he's made all these promises to you in this magnificent, wonderful book we call the Bible. In fact, this morning, 5:30 probably, I was thanking the Lord for the word and what it's meant to me and how I know his will, how I know his ways, how I know his mind, because I know what he says. I read his word. I hear what he says. I see how he thinks. I see his will. I see his desires. You can do that. You can get into the word and find the will of God for man. Find the will of God for your life. Find out how he feels about you. He's wonderful, but you're ready to get the favor of God. You need to know him. You need to get to know him. The best way you can ever get to know God is to listen to what he is saying. He knows everything. He has everything. So it's pretty. There's a lot of wisdom in just listening to him. If he knows everything and has anything, he's the one you want to listen to. You can get what you need. Listen, Father God, Daddy God loves you, cares about you. Oh, I'll tell you, he's precious. If you need anything out there today, if you're hurting now, if you're going through things and you just can't hardly handle it, you give me a call. I am here to pray with you. I am here to pray for you. Father God cares about you. Did you notice the increase in grace and peace as we grow in knowledge of Him? Think about this again. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Peace can be multiplied. Grace can be multiplied to you. Peace can be multiplied through the knowledge of God. Well, where's the knowledge of God? How do you get it? In that Word. And the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. To get favor, you need to know Him as His divine power. His now. His power. All the power that is in the world. His power. Has given to us already now. Already given to us. All things, everything that pertains to life, that pertains to your life and to godliness. Think about that. Did you notice that now? The increase of grace, the increase of peace as comes, excuse me, as we grow in our knowledge of Him. Oh, my friend, there's nothing greater than having the rest and the peace of God. And the way to get it is through knowing Him. The more you take in that Word, the more you learn to trust Him, the more you hear from Him, the more you know what He's thinking, what He's saying. Oh, my friend, the Word brings peace. The Word brings rest. The Word's a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Think about that. The Word shines on your path. It's a lamp. It lights your way up. And you walk here. You walk where the light shines. Oh, it's wonderful. God is good. That's what I tell you today. God is good. He'll be good to you. And God loves you. I want you to know that, friend. God loves you today more than you could ever imagine. He loves. He cares about you. He wants to take care of you. If you have a need, give us a call again. 221-1100. Out of town? 888-221-8999. Listen. God has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Because of these, we may be partakers of the divine nature. Listen, that's His nature. His promises gives us His nature. Having escaped the corruption that's in this world through lust, we can escape it. We can get out of it. We have wiggle room here through the Word of God. We can escape the lust and the corruption that's in the world. That's real favor. God has given us the way out. We're His body here. We're in His kingdom. We belong to His precious Son, Jesus. If you're born again, God will favor you. You're His. And you know, any father will favor a son or a daughter. There's no doubt about that. Have you ever rejected yours? If I could help mine, you think I would in a minute. Any way that I could. God. Well, listen, I learned from God. We learn from God. That's what He is. That's what He's like. He's our Father. He's our Daddy. Go to Him. Cry out. Proverbs 8:32 says, "Now therefore, hearken to me, O your children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instructions and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me, watches daily at my door." Oh, my friend, the word. Look, I can tell you the Word. I mean, I actually, these, even today, this morning maybe already, and yesterday, I asked the Lord, "Lord, how do I value the Word of God? What would my life be like if I didn't know you and know what you're saying? You're a lamp to my feet. You're a light. You're everything you said you would be to me. And I know you because I hear what you say. I listen to you every day. And you order my path and you direct my ways. Hearken unto me," you said, "I do." Hearken unto me, you said, "I do that." "Blessed," you say, "are they that keep my ways." Well, I'm blessed because I keep your ways. Oh, man, you can be blessed out there today if you just keep the ways of your instructions. I will. I do. And be wise. All right. Instructions make you wise because it's God's wisdom. Don't refuse it. "Blessed is the man that hears me," God says, "watches daily at my door." Oh, my friend, you'll never know this stuff unless you spend time in the Word of God. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no way to have a wonderful life with God unless you learn about Him, get in His Word, and listen to Him. Let Him speak to you, teach you. Let Him tell you where your next supper's coming from. Let Him tell you where your next job's coming from. Let Him tell you where the woman you're looking for is coming from. Let Him tell you where the home you want to buy is coming from. Let Him tell you everything. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. Proverbs 8:35 says this, "Whosoever finds me finds life." What a promise. What favor. You find God, you find life. You want real life? Get to know God. You want real good life? Get to know Him better. "Whosoever finds me finds life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord." Oh, my friend, you need favor today? Jesus says, the psalmist says, Proverbs says, "Whosoever finds me finds the favor of the Lord. One thing that would be is rest and peace. Oh, my friend, there's nothing more valuable than rest and peace. If you find the Lord, you'll find rest and you'll find peace. I hope you point this out to your children, really. If you got young children out today, I mean, they could be teenagers, they could be in their 20s or whatever, they're growing out into a troubled world. Well, the Bible itself says Satan is the prince of the power of it. They're growing out in that world to try to survive. Oh, teach your children. Point these things out to your children. Could there be anything greater than finding the favor of God? Your children need to find the favor of God, and you need to teach them that. You need to tell them that. They're growing out into a cruel world to try to make their way in it. Oh, my friend, help them out. Tell them if they want rest and peace, really, if they want rest and peace, if they want to find the favor of God, trust Him, get into His Word, and learn about Him. Oh, my friend, how wonderful He is. Psalms 111:1, the psalmist said, praise ye the Lord. Then he said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Are you doing that, my friend? The Lord wants you to. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Oh, my friend, listen to me. Praise brings favor. Praise brings favor. If you praise the Lord, no matter where you are, what you're going through, what your circumstance is, praise will bring you favor. So just do it. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Forget not all of His benefits. Praise will bring you great favor. Listen to me. Praise brings favor. Praise the Lord in everything you do. Oh, I'm telling you, God is a wonderful God. It's a green button, right? This is Bob. May I help you?
Yes, good morning. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Yes, I'm just coming for prayer for me and my spiritual walk with the Lord be stronger, and for my children to be delivered from the holes of the enemy and all their addictions, and healing for my family and blessing for my family and everyone that's out there that's in need, in Jesus' name.
All right, do you mind giving me your name or not?
Sandra.
Listen, Sandra, first of all, there's two things I'm seeing here. First of all, you trust the Lord and you're depending on Him, and you're seeing trouble all around you, just from your own words, family, and we're all going through it. Family a mess because the world is a mess. You hit it right. I mean, you're very wise right now. You're already wise. You see the need. You know God is your only hope, and you understand these things, and evidently all this sin is around you because it's a trouble falling world. So you and I are together in this. I mean, you know the Lord, right? You're already born again yourself, right? Right? Is that right, Sandra?
Yes, I know the Lord. Yes.
I knew you did. I can tell you. Well, listen, the Bible says this, and I'm teaching about how to get the favor of the Lord, but you and I are going to get it now because the Word says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of everyone. Yeah, well, listen, you and I are gathered here together, and my friend Connie here with me. We're here gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we already have favor because we hear what God says, we believe Him. So I'm just going to pray, Sandra, and God works the way He works. But you just watch your family now and watch your life, and you're going to begin to see a change for the better, okay? Father God, Sandra and I come to you in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are seeking favor. We are seeking your favor. We really are. We know you're the way. We know you're the truth. We know you are the life. And we are in a troubled world, Father. And Sandra, his heart is right here. She recognizes you. She's trying to get help any way she can. If somebody will pray for her, she'll seek with all of her heart. She'll call out. She'll ask. And I'm getting into agreement with her now for her needs, Father. Every need she had will be met. And Father, the children out there were being beat on by the enemy. I'm asking, Father God, and I know you'll do this because we're looking for favor from you. You begin to go to each child out there, your will, your way, the way you can do it. Speak to somebody, whatever it takes, and begin to bring change in all of them's life. Just all I'm asking you to do, Father, the Word says, ask and receive, seek to find, knock the door be open. And Sandra's done exactly that. Just do what she does. She's asking, she's seeking, she's knocking. Honor your own word now and begin to bless her household. Thank you, Sandy. Depend on that. Trust that. God bless you and your family, okay? God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right. Okay, let's go back to where we were. The psalmist said, 111, praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart, he said, in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. My friend, listen to me. Praise brings favor. I'm going to praise the Lord now, my new friend Sandra there, for favor for her. Favor, favor, favor. Psalms 5:12, for the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. And I will compass him about as a shield of protection. Oh, my, isn't that good? He'll protect you. He'll favor you. Just live right for him. I mean, if you're really seeking God and you're doing your best to live right for him, oh, I tell you, and just think about that. This lady just called about her children. She cares about her children. How much more does God care about you when he created you, breathed his life into you, put his precious son hanging on a bloody tree to take your sins away? You think he won't give you favor? If we ourselves can seek favor for our children, how much more will the God that created us favor us? Oh, thank you for favor. Lord, I receive favor today for everyone listening to my voice. I'm asking you for favor for every listener at this moment that's listening to me. I ask you favor for them and for their household. You're a wonderful God. I know you'll do it. You're just a good God. You're a good Father. You're wonderful. You know, I just want to speak to you today. There's two kinds of people out here today. Those that know the Lord, I want to praise and worship and honor the Lord with you. You know, I want to do it with my whole heart. I want you to do that with your whole heart. Just praise the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Just thank the Lord. You know, just think about how wonderful he is today, okay? I want to bring you into this wonderful inheritance of glorious everlasting life. If you don't know him, I want you to know him today. Maybe you're listening, but you really don't have this experience I'm talking about. Look, you give me a call. Let me pray with you. I can assure you, I can transfer you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ out of the power of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ Jesus. Really, into a glorious inheritance for everlasting life. I can get you there. In the name of Jesus, we can get there today. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I want to live for you. I trust you. Oh, Father, I love you. I need favor. My life's a wreck. I need you. He'll do it, okay? You say, Bob, I'm just trying to survive here. I need to know how to make it in this life. Stay with me, friend. Let's find a starting place for you. First, you must get yourself into the kingdom of God before you can reap the benefits and get the favor of the Lord. Are you living right? Are you trusting the Lord? Have you walked away from your sins? Are you born again? I mean, if you are, God will give you favor. Now look, John 3:3 says that Jesus said, listen to what Jesus said now. Verily, verily, look, listen up, listen up. This is what the scripture would say. I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How do you and your family stand here, my friend? Are you in the kingdom? You might say, Bob, what does being born again really mean? What does it really mean? When you're born again, it's just this. You're born by the Spirit of God. Father God is the Spirit. And his Spirit now comes to live in you. To make it simple, you get a brand new life. A brand new start. Just as if you had never sinned. You've been upgraded. You were made right. You're put right through the body and the shed blood of our precious Son, Christ Jesus. That's what it means to be born again. Brand new start. Brand new day. How about today? How about today? If you're out here today listening and you're not sure, and you're living in this struggle world that's beating you down, ragging on you, trying to overpower you, confusion, different issues in your life, look, God loves you today. You can be born again today, very simply. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I want you to be my Lord. I want to make a change. I want to be just as if I'd never sinned, but I want a new start today. Give me another chance. Let it be today. Let's do it now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus. If you do that, man, you're in good shape, okay? If you refuse to listen to me now and not get saved, you'll die and go to a burning hell. That's facts. Biblical Bible facts. But your sins would have already been paid for. You just did not take the upgrade. You're in a burning hell, and you could have been upgraded to heaven. Just that simple. All you need to do is just simply believe and trust the Lord for your salvation. John 3:16, Jesus, everybody knows the scripture. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, anybody, everybody, would believe in him, would have everlasting life. Not perish, but live forever. You know something? Now he's given us a Savior, Redeemer, his son, Christ Jesus, to walk us through life, to redeem us from this world. Salvation is not just the last day deal. You better make sure you're in now. You need to find life now. You need the favor of the Lord today. It's not a problem. It doesn't have to be, my friend. It's all taken care of. All you need to do is turn from it, change directions, call out Jesus. Hebrews 10:17 says, Father God said, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Isn't that not a good, loving Father? Sure, my children messed up, but my son Jesus suffered and bled and died for him and washed his sins away. I'm never going to think about them sins again. He's my precious son. She's my precious daughter. That's all I know. If I look at him, I see a son. I see a daughter. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That's what waits you. I'm talking about death separating from God into an eternal hell forever. But the gift of God. The gift of God. God sent his only begotten son. That's his gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, my friend. How God loves you. How he cares. Father cares about you, friend. And if you're a Christian out there today, let me just give you a little encouragement. I know it's a real tough world. There's no doubt about it. Living in it every day. And if we turn the TV on, it's almost scary. The world seems to be upside down, but look, not for you. If you're a child of God, you can believe some way, somehow. You may be suffering. You may be struggling. But through it all, don't take your eyes off the ball. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You just keep following him. He'll walk you through life and walk you in to eternal life, eternal bliss forever. Oh, it's a wonderful life. You can have rest, you can have peace, but only in God, only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you today. Look, we need help, and nobody seems to be helping. Somebody's listening. You must turn me off about this time because we're not getting money, but we need to pay for the radio program, so we just need help. We're not taking a penny out of it, never. We're just trying to get the time paid for where we can talk for the Lord. So if you'll help us out, no matter how small, we appreciate it very much. It's very simple. Box 1603, Bob Allen Ministries, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifelines, Lifeline Ministries, just Lifeline, just the word Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at TryLifeline, TRY, capital T, or just no, not capital, just TryLifeline, gmail.com, TryLifeline, gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you get any help, please email us. It don't take much time. TryLifeline, gmail.com. And I don't put you on a, I don't send out a newsletter asking for money, never have, never will. I do send out some teachings, which are a couple of them up, but, email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. If you have a prayer request, we'd be more than glad to take care of that. We'll pray for you. We'll work with you. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. We love you and we appreciate you, and God bless you today. And you know, he really will. Trust him in everything. Begin to trust him more. Begin to believe for more. You know, believe it or not, the world's upside down, but I've seen God doing mighty things today. I'm seeing miracle healings. I'm seeing everything. God is moving in great big pieces today. Get on board. Jump in now. God is blessing people today. Let him be a blessing to you. Amen. I'll see you next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.